The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're here to talk more Stephanie Brown.
Yeah, what are we chatting about with the spoiler? Spoiler alert, we're talking about Stephanie Brown.
We're going to talk a little bit about like her true identity, but I want to ask you, Jason, this first question.
Sure.
Do you think Stephanie Brown has a place in the Bat family?
You know, it's funny in terms of the modern context of comic books. I never thought this would be something that I would say, but I almost feel like the Bat family is way too large right now. And what I consider to be the Batman family is, you know, I always think about that cover from Batman Hush, the final issue of Hush, where they did those like wraparound covers and they did one of all the villains and they did one of the Batman family. And when you think about like all the characters on that cover, to me, that's the Bat family. Like,
yeah.
If you would put them on a cover, and they Jorge Jimenez drew one recently, and I think there were like 30 characters on it.
So let's name it. So there's Batman.
You want me to name the characters on the cover?
No. Like who that is alive right now could be considered a member of the Batman family.
Well, it's Batman, Nightwing, Robin, Red Robin, Tim Drake, Robin, Damian Wayne, Red Hood, Jason Todd, Alfred is in there. Catwoman is in there.
Batgirl, Barbara Gordon.
Batgirl,
Cassandra Cain.
Batgirl, Cassandra Cain is in there.
Spoiler, Stephanie Brown.
Huntress. Huntress is in there. Commissioner Gordon is in there. Are we counting Harley Quinn, which now seems to be in there? I don't want her in my Bat family.
I don't want some of these people in my Bat family.
But we're already up to 12.
Yeah. They're like,
and we're not done.
My ideal Bat
Duke
family.
Duke Thomas is in there, so there's
Duke,
13.
I do like Duke. My ideal Bat family is Batman, Nightwing, Oracle, Cassandra Cain Batgirl, Tim Drake Robin, Alfred. That's it. Those are the only people coming in and out of the cave. I kind of like it at a Justice League size, like seven or leaner.
Seven or less, yeah. Yeah.
Because this is perhaps more of a discussion about like what is the Bat family, but I've never minded the idea of spoiler until. Oh, and we left off Batwoman.
We did leave off Batwoman.
Until
now you could call Renee Montoya the question.
Yeah, until she started interacting with people other than Robin.
Let's see if I can find that cover.
Because like Kate Kane, I don't think Batman would put up with what Stephanie does and the way Stephanie acts. I don't think he would allow her to operate sort of under the auspices and under the mantle.
Yes.
Which is why I like take such umbrage with her becoming Batgirl. And the idea of that and the implication of that, because she does operate so haphazardly and a lot of people get hurt as a result. And then she often gets hurt as a result. And so to me, like Stephanie Brown is such a liability that she would never be officially. Because if you're a Bat family member, in my opinion, you're allowed in the Batcave.
So I was wrong. This cover that I was mentioning actually has like just every character that they were using.
Because
Joker's in the cover. But there is another image that he drew of like the Bat allies coming to help him. And he drew Red Hood, Nightwing, Duke Thomas, Cassandra Cain, Spoiler, Tim Drake, Barbara Gordon, and Harley Quinn coming to help him. I agree with you. Like I am kind of the same way where I'm just like, it's anybody that knows Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah.
That's the Bat family. And like, I honestly don't think Spoiler should know that Bruce Wayne is Batman. But, and also you got to think about, we have this new Batman. We have like Jace Fox now.
Who
also exists in this universe.
He's just him and
Batwing.
And Batwing. Well, and all the Batman Inc. characters.
Dear Lord.
But Jace Fox is too new for me to like sort of put into the thought experiment.
Well, I found a picture of him in the group.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying for my opinion, he's a little too new to like put in consideration for a member. That's all. I don't even know if I like the character yet.
You know, I'm kind of mixed on that. I don't really, you know, like I understand the necessity for the reason why that character exists. But like, I'm like, do we really need another Batman? Like how many Batmans do we need for God's sakes? So, yes, I mean, okay, so that's what I feel is the Batman family.
Okay.
So, okay.
So Stephanie's not on your list.
No, I don't think so. Like, to me, okay, so interesting enough to
Should she be a villain?
Well, I mean, I think we came up with a perfect origin with her on the, and just in case you didn't, I don't know why you would listen to this and not listen to the main episode, but I loved the idea of her being the inside person in the Iceberg Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's such an interesting beat. And I'm like, oh, wow, that should have been it. And the idea that, like, Spoiler is, like, secretly her enforcer. So, like, that way she can do bad things, but she could also go on adventures with Batman and stuff like that. Because, they get away with Red Hood. Mm-hmm. They're fine with Red Hood being around. So, like, to me, doing that with Stephanie. And also, Batman goes to the Penguin, too, and, like, gets information.
Yeah, but Red Hood, I think, is a little bit different. Because he was Robin, like, he has lived in the mansion. He was adopted by Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, I feel like this sounds incredibly misogynistic, but because Stephanie's a woman, but, like, I just feel like Jason gets a pass that Stephanie doesn't deserve.
Well, you are correct in that. And that also you get a little, she gets a little bit of pass. He gets a little bit of pass because he was actually a full Robin and she, like, technically, she was just temporary Robin.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know. And if you do, like, a column, they do have a lot of the same issues. So perhaps it's splitting hairs.
For me, I mean, there's certain characters that I think are supporting characters of the supporting characters. Uh-huh. And to me, if you're a supporting character of a supporting character, you don't get to be the Batman family.
That's how I think of Huntress.
Yes.
And Stephanie's the same because she's a Robin supporting
character. She's a Tim Drake supporting character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she doesn't get to be in the Batman family. Again, like, to me, the dividing line is, do you know Bruce Wayne is Batman?
I think that's fair. And I think that's totally fair.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Stephanie Brown knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman? I don't want her to know.
Not in my head. Well, uh-huh. She doesn't exist in my head canon, but no, I don't think so. I for a number of reasons, because I don't think she's, I think the episode proved it. I'm not trying to be shitty about it. I don't think she's smart enough to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone would tell her.
You mean our episode when you said episode?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our episode. Like she's not. Like, Tim figured it out, like, canonically. Mm-hmm. So, like, Tim is smart enough to know. Mm-hmm. I don't think Stephanie operates in that same way. I don't think Stephanie would figure it out for herself. And I certainly don't think anyone would tell her.
No.
Tim didn't even tell her his own name for years.
For years, yeah. So, I don't think Bruce Wayne would either.
Yeah.
But, like, I almost feel, too, at the same time that you're like, I think one of the things that I didn't bring up in last week's Penguin GHL,
mm-hmm.
because to me, it just confused the whole, and that's one of the things we have to do when we do GHLs, is we sort of have to pick and choose what we want to tell, because if we don't, it'll just confuse you guys. So we're trying to tell a narrative, right?
Yeah.
And there is a storyline where Penguin learns that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then they retcon it away, like, almost immediately. And I was like, I'm not even going to tell that story, because it's better just, like, keep the narrative that, like, Penguin doesn't know that Batman is Bruce Wayne. But, like, almost in modern comic books and Batman, I feel like, again, we always used to make the joke in our Flash reviews that Barry, when we review the Flash, that Barry, everybody knows that Barry Allen, that TV show, is the Flash.
Literally everyone.
I almost feel like, in how big the Batman family is, that everybody knows Bruce Wayne is Batman now.
He's also, like, the most famous person in Gotham.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like, I almost feel like literally at this point, I and there has been allusions in recent history that the Joker knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman.
Yeah. So I actually do believe that.
Yes. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Yeah. No. Because that's not the point.
So here's the question. Does Joker tell Harley?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, that's fair.
Absolutely not. No. The Joker views Harley as, like, less than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in my opinion.
Okay.
But so, I do want to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Even though Jason and I are having this discussion, like, ultimately all that matters, and I like to say this a lot about modern Star Trek, too. Mm-hmm. She is a member of the Batman family, according to DC Comics, who owns the character of Stephanie Brown and Batman. So the official line is,
she is.
Yes.
Yep.
But we just like having these discussions for the thought experiment.
Well, they're interesting, right? Okay, so I want to talk about you. You gave a lot of Batman or Batgirl love to Stephanie Brown in the main episode. Would you want to see her as, because they, in the Batgirl series right now, they sort of have her in a Batgirl / Spoiler.
Oh, in Batgirls. She is Spoiler in
but,
that.
But if you notice, like, her costume, she has a bat symbol on her chest.
Yes, I hate that.
And then she has the purple piping that her Batgirl costume has.
Yeah.
So she's sort of like a pseudo Spoiler Batgirl.
Yeah, but she is called Spoiler.
Yes. Should they just call her Batgirl?
No.
Because the series is called Batgirls.
No. It's called Batgirls because they're the leads and Barbara's also in it.
So, okay, but so you're fine with Barbara being called Batgirl and Cassandra being called Batgirl.
I don't
want... Well, in that series, they're both Batgirls.
I know. But no, I don't want Barbara... I think Barbara being Batgirl is like the most like backward offensive thing DC did in the New 52.
Oh, she's much better as Oracle.
I hate it. Yeah. And I really like her as a mentor, like I said in the main episode. No, I'm not fine. No, like in my angry heart of hearts, like I only want Cassandra Cain to be Batgirl. Like she is my Batgirl.
Okay.
For the sake of making a title for a book, mm-hmm. I think it's a good title.
It is a good title.
And I think having it come out as Robbins is finishing.
It's great.
It's very intelligent. They're betting money right now. They're going to put them in one volume like Batman, like Robin and Batgirl year one.
Or they're going to do a series that's called Robins and Batgirls.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if they are not doing that right now, they're dumb.
They can hire us at any time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you the question that I was going to, my first stick around question?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So, and I guess we can end on this.
Yeah.
Why is Stephanie Brown's Batgirl costume so cool? Because it is so cool.
You know what I think it is?
The purple?
It's the purple.
Yeah.
It's the purple.
But Barbara's OG costume is purple.
But here's the thing. Barbara's OG costume is mostly gray. And Stephanie's costume, because it's on the sides.
Yeah, it hits the highlights.
It breaks up the black because her costume is black and purple. Purple's just a good looking color. I mean, it's the whole reason why Peter Capaldi's best Doctor Who jacket is his purple jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It looks awesome. It's why, it's a good cover. I think it's because you're right. It breaks up the black in the highlights. It just looks great.
It's also, in terms of color theory, the complementary color for yellow, the color of the bat symbol.
Is it really?
Purple is
a complementary color?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Well, see, there that goes explain to you why the inside of Batgirl's cover is purple, or cape was purple. That's why I loved that. One of my favorite Batman costumes was the Rebirth, the Greg Capullo design, because I liked Batman's inside of his cape being purple.
I liked the purple gloves.
Good.
Was it year one or zero year?
One.
Year
Both.
Whatever. Yeah, Both. I liked the purple gloves.
No, like purple on Batman looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Purple looks good. It's a good looking. It's like the Prowler is like one of Spider-Man's coolest villains because he's purple.
Yeah, the best version being the ultimate version.
Yes. Yes, the Uncle Aaron version. I don't know. What, do you have any additional theories to that?
No, I just think it's the purple.
Also, I mean, a lot of credit goes to that thigh belt. That impractical and impossible would never work in a million years thigh belt.
Yeah, it's very 90s.
The minute she's swinging around, it's going to fly off.
We love the 90s. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very 90s.
But I love it. She has the actual belt and then she has a thigh belt.
Yeah.
Too many gadgets. Well, she needs snacks. She puts the snacks all in there.
No, hikey though, if you were patrolling all night and you were awake all day, you would need snacks.
Yeah.
And you'd need caffeine pills.
Yeah, yeah. One of the
you just need a bunch of cocaine to stay awake in Gotham all night.
One of the best recent gags, and this is a final thought, is the utility belt. Is that there was a scene in Nightwing recently that Tom Taylor did where they did a crossover with John Kent's Superman series.
Yes,
and there was a scene where John Kent was a little kid and he's scared, and Nightwing goes into Batman's utility belt and pulls out a lollipop for him.
I like that.
And so the idea that Batman keeps lollipops in the utility belt, and then they make the gag that he keeps it right on top of the smoke pellets, and sometimes he mixes it up. He means to pull a lollipop, and he throws a smoke bomb at you. And like, there's a gag while Nightwing is talking to John, that Superman goes, "Yeah, you really should move those around. That's not a good idea to put those together."
That's funny.
Yeah, it's really clever, and it's really beautiful. And I'm gonna say that Stephanie Brown has lollipops in her leg. Snacks, kind bars and lollipops in her thigh belt.
There you go. I love that.
So there you go. All right. Spoiler alert. This THL extra is over. And thank you guys so much for supporting us on Patreon. We really appreciate it. That's why we do all these extra podcasts. And, we internet love you. So just know that. Like Stephanie Brown loves her thigh belt. We love you. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.